Yeah, the stats are quite good, aren't they? You know, clean sheet, 3 goals, playing against a team a year older. Pleased with that. There's no doubt about that. And I thought some parts of the performance was really good. And we were pleased with some individual stuff, some team stuff. Always want more. That's always our idea, is to get better. But if you look at the main returns from the game, I think the lads should be pleased with themselves.
And you made so many changes for this game. I believe there were 9 changes for the start of this game. But until the first goal, would you say it was still quite an even contest?
Well, that's what you get in international football. There's no no gimmies, if you like. It's not about just turning up. And like I said, we were playing against a team that are 12 months older than us. So, you've non-negotiables. You have to work hard. You have to be patient. You have to try and, play your way into the game by doing it the way that we want to do it. And hopefully in the end, you get some good returns. And I think, it was pretty even until the first goal. I think the goal came at a good time for us. We managed to capitalise by scoring another 2 before half-time. 3-0 is obviously a great scoreline to go in with. But to be fair to the boys, they didn't panic. And they stuck to the game plan and waited for the right moments. And then, as I said, got the returns that we wanted.
It was a blistering performance at the end of the first half, wasn't it? Starting with the goal from Hayden Roberts, latching onto the loose ball inside the box, and then great skill from Joseph Gilhart, wasn't it, with both his right foot and left foot.
Yeah, well, first of all, it was great to score from a set piece. I know it was a second phase, but set pieces are important now to the international football, but the stage of where the boys are at, where they're starting to, play more sort of grown-up football, if you like, where, getting closer to first teams and under 23s where you are playing in league. So, set pieces will always be a big part of the game. And I think with us, with the England teams, we do put a little bit more emphasis on than we do with the under 15s and 16s. So to see them, to get some returns from that was pleasing. And then, as you said, you want, your strikers to score goals. And that's what Joffy's done. He scored 1 when he came on Friday, and he scored 2 in 45 minutes today. And, like I said, it's always a bonus for the team and the coach when your number 9 scoring, and he took his goals very. It was a really good finisher, Joffy, and he showed that with the chances that he got.
Were you a little reluctant to take him off in the second half, knowing that he was obviously desperate, I imagine, to score a hat-trick?
Well, he had 70 minutes to score a hat-trick, but it's about the team and it's about the squad. He did a good job today, and as did everybody else on the pitch, and, we have a plan for the tournament. Listen, it isn't just about one game at a time. It's about the event as a whole, and we want to get the right amount of minutes to it to everybody so that they can go back to the clubs having had a good international experience, and as I always say, we want to play well and we want to win games in the here and now, but we want to be working in a way that's helping these boys for the future, and you can only do that by giving everyone a fair opportunity, and that's what we did today with the minutes.
At this stage, are you getting something of an idea of who your best 11 is, or is that too soon to say?
It's never something that you really think of too much, because you need, at international football, you need squads to be successful, if you like. And I've said that to the boys. I mean, one of the things I said before the game today is, with all the changes, everybody would have started the game in a squad. So I want to be able to show how strong this squad is. So if you do that and you've got sort of 20 to 25 players who are capable of playing at this level, then you, as a coach, it's a bonus, because you can end up picking the right, hopefully, the right team for the right game, because every game is different. Tonight was very different to Friday, and Tuesday will be very different to today. So it isn't just about the 11, it's about the squad, and we want to be giving lots of players opportunities, because they're still quite early on in their international career, and some of them will stay in the system, some of them might go out and come back in, but with the ones who end up being in the system when they break through to the 21s and first team, we want them to have had as much opportunity as possible. So the more players we can give an opportunity to, the better.
And you're going to end the tournament with possibly the best game of the lot, really, against the Brazil under-17s. What do you know about their stage of development?
Well, we have a good relationship with Brazil, with the younger teams. We played them here last year, actually, with the 2000 group before we went to India. And then we played the 2001 group in Spain, March, I think it was. And so we get on very well with them. Obviously, they're very competitive. But it's a great marker play in Brazil. The games that can normally go either way, and it depends on who performs the best. But that's what you want. We want to be playing teams that give us demands that only international football should give you, and to play a Brazil national team I hear they've sold a lot of tickets at Telford, so that would be great. They're the experiences we want to be giving our players. And, you know, Brazil will be typical. You know, they'll have lots of good players and they want to play with a ball and with a stab, but so do we. So it's just about focusing on ourselves, being excited and at the game and thrive on the opportunity, and hopefully be another good experience for the boys.
Great turnout today, wasn't it? More than 1,000 coming down to watch the game.
Yeah, and I have to say, we love coming here at Shrewsbury. They really look after us. You know, they're very easy to work with. They seem glad, you know, that we're here and we're using, you know, this great stadium. And, over 1,000 people turning up on a Sunday afternoon is a very, very, you know, good return. So we're very grateful for that, as we was Chester on Friday as well. And it sounds like Telford are going to do something similar as well. So we're very grateful for the support, and hopefully they've seen a group of boys working hard for their country and playing some decent football, which is what we speak to the boys about.
Just one more thing, Steve. It's a huge 12 months coming up for the under-17s because you've got the Euros coming up, and then potentially the World Cup following that in South America.
Yeah, but one step at a time. There's a lot more football and events to be played before, you know, we got qualified for the Euros first, so we won't be looking much further than that. Draws in December. As soon as that comes, you know, we'll be getting ready. We've got another event first in November in Ireland next month, which we're really looking forward to. So, yeah, there's loads that can happen, but we'll control the controllables, and that's the next event or the next game.